Okay, if you would open your Bible, 1 John chapter 2. Last two verses, 28 and 29. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much in this evening for this meeting and this church. I pray to open our hearts for your message. I pray also to open our minds to understand well what you want from us to do. Bless everyone in this whole worship and bless the pastor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Abide in Christ. Abide in Christ. It's very important subject. Abide in Christ. Why it's very important? Because the Bible said that and not be ashamed before him at his coming if you abide in Christ. So you have to abide in Christ. Also in the Bible said in John, book of John chapter 15 verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. So you have to abide in Christ to give fruits as a believer. But the question is, how can we abide in Christ? If you follow me in the same chapter, I will tell you about 5 points in this night. How to abide in Christ. The first one is, you can find in verse 6. He that says he abides in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. So the first point is walk as Jesus walked. If you would like to abide in Christ and meet Jesus to be ashamed at his coming, you have to walk as Jesus walked. You have to be like Jesus in his walk. So I have some verses in the Bible telling us how Jesus walked so we can follow him in his walk. In John chapter 13, verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Love as Jesus loved. Love. You have to love the people around you. You have to show the people the love of Christ in your acts, in your walk. So, love as Jesus loved. In Luke chapter 23, verse 34, said that then said Jesus, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do.
Forgive as Jesus forgave. Forgive.
Maybe many Christians, many believers do not forgive to others. But we have to forgive. We have to walk as Jesus walked in this world. Forgive. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man came not be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. So you have to serve the Lord as a believer, as Jesus minister, not to be ministered, but minister. You have to walk as Jesus walked. Many believers in the churches maybe push the pastor to work on or to serve, but they are not in the service in the church. Serve the Lord in the church. The Lord gave you, the Holy Spirit gave you some gifts. Use these gifts and serve the Lord. Walk as Jesus walked. Matthew 11, 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. So learn from the Lord. You know, when I come to the United States for the first time, I came alone without my wife. And my wife, when I returned, asked me many questions about America. What do you love in America? So I told her, first of all, waffles. So she looked at me and said, waffles? Do you love American women there? So I put myself in trouble. But I told her after that, I love waffles in the breakfast. So she understood that waffles is one of the things that we eat. Another thing that I noticed here in the United States, the life is very fast. And I'm afraid to not get long time before the Lord as a believer. If you would like to walk as Jesus walked, you have to be before him long time. That his picture to be in you. So walk as Jesus walked. Walk as Jesus walked. Number two. You can find number two in verse 10. Verse 10 said that, he that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Abides in the light. Who is the light? In chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So you will abide in God if you love your brother. So number two, love your brother. Love your brother. The Bible is challenging us about loving your brother. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For He that loves know his brother whom he hath seen. How can he love God whom he hath not seen? So love your brother. Love your brother. In Luke chapter 10, the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ telling the people about Good Samaritan. And I know you know very well this story, the Good Samaritan. I'm trying in my church to tell the people by modern way the Good Samaritan, the story of Good Samaritan. And I told them that if you find in the street a man between death and life, and this man is a terrorist and came from bombing a church, what do you do with him? Some people said, we will kill him. The others said, we will leave him and go. But some faithful believers said that we will take care of him. Love your brother. Your brother? Who is my brother? Your brother is the human being in the world. Include your enemy. You have to love your brother. If you would like to abide in Christ and not be ashamed at his coming, love your brother. Let me explain about loving your brother from the Bible. In John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3. If we read from verse 11 to verse 18, we can know very well the meaning of love your brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we are passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brother abides in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby receive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good and sees his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Love your brother. But let me take you to deep meaning of love your brother. Love your brother means that if I love my brother and found my brother go to the road and something will destroy him,
I have to do something. I have to shouting to him and also telling him, you are going to the dangerous. Be careful.
Love your brother, it means that witnessing to your brother because he tried to go to hell.
Shouting to him, be careful.
Witnessing to him, love your brother. If you would like to abide in Christ and not be ashamed that this is coming and his coming will soon, love your brother. Number three, in verse 17, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever.
Do the will of God. I
know very well what is the will of God for all of the believers, because I can know that from the Bible, from the Word of God. But I do not know the plan of the Lord for everyone, because it's difference. But the will of God is for all of the believers the same, because we can find that in the Word of God. Do the will of God. The sinners people do not ask about the will of God because they are not care about the will of God and about God. But the believers care about the will of God. So do the will of God. Sometimes the believer asks, what is the will of God to do it? You can find that in the Bible. I will tell you about maybe four places for the will of God. And you can also study the Word of God. You find easily the will of God to do it. First of all, in Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. This is part of the will of God. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 15 to 17. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. The Word of God above the culture in anywhere. So you have to follow the will of God. You have to follow the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It means that if you complain, it means that you are out of the will of God. So do the will of God. If you would like to abide in Christ, do the will of God. Then you will meet Jesus Christ in the cloud without a shame. Number four, in verse 24, let that therefore abide in you, where ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. Keep the word of God. Keep the word of God. It's different than read the word of God. Keep the word of God. Keep the word of God mean that you have to study the word of God and let the word of God go inside you. So after that you will remember it easily, because it touched your heart. Keep the word of God. If the word of God remain in you, so you will be abide in the Son and in the Father. Keep the word of God. Let me tell you something about the word of God, the benefits of the word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 to 17. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, the word of God, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. This is the word of God. The benefits of the work of God inside you. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 7, 19, and 21. Verse 7 said that, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Verse 19, and Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. So it means that Samuel kept the word of God. Verse 21, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh, by the word of the Lord. So the Lord used Samuel as a prophet when Samuel kept the word of God. Keep the word of God. Study the word of God. Be hungry to the word of God. Number five, and the last one, you will find in verse 27. 27. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 27. He said that, but the anointing which ye have received of him abides in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is not no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. So number five,
Listen to the Holy Spirit. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
You know, in John chapter 10, verse 27, said that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I will close with this story about the Holy Spirit. In Egypt, we try to make a visitation, like here in United States, but by our way. I mean that we have to connect the doors, but you have to know the people behind this door. Witnessing just for publicly for a Christian by name. So I knocked the door, and a young lady opened the door. Her father was there, and she welcomed me, and I entered to his her house, and she talked to me. She had a problem, and she talked to me more than 2 hours. Can you imagine that? I said, yes, okay, during the 2 hours. And she talked. And when I found just a second, I told her, let us pray. So we prayed, and I left. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart when I walk in the street. Asked me this question, are you angry? I answered, yes, I am very angry. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart again, asking me this question, why? So I answered, because she did not let me advise her. Talked. The Holy Spirit spoke again to my heart. You always do the same with me. So I shocked. When I review my prayer, I found the same as the Holy Spirit told me. I always go to the room and close the door and pray. It means talk to the Holy Spirit, to God. And when the Holy Spirit's ready to speak to me, to advise me, I always leave. So I learned the lesson. I learned to stay till to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and totally my ministry changed. Listen to the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ will come soon. Do you believe in that?
Amen.
Sure. All of signs in the world telling us about that. You want to be ashamed at his coming? I will not be ashamed as he's coming. If you would like to be not ashamed at his coming, you have to abide in him. How to be abide in him? As I said, walk as Jesus walked. Love your brother. Do the will of God. Keep the word of God. And listen to the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.